In a post on social media, President Trump says he's commuted the sentence of George Santos. The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members, to get donations for his political campaign. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful, warranting the stiff sentence. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. He flipped a House seat representing Long Island, but served less than a year in office after it was revealed that he lied about college and former jobs and fabricated much of his life story. It's the president's latest act of clemency for former Republican politicians, including Michael Grimm, a former New York congressman, and former Connecticut Governor John Rowland. I'm Jennifer King.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.